Check the guarantee. It may not be what you think it is, or it may be much better than you could imagine. Find out about God's guarantee in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. The magazine Consumer Reports published an article about the importance of reading the fine print of your product's guarantee. What you bought may not have the protection you think it does. For example, the magazine noted one lifetime warranty that guaranteed the product against defects for the life of the product. In other words, the company guaranteed their product until it didn't work anymore. Peter begins his letter with a description of God's guarantee. The fine print and the bold print all declare the same truth. In Christ, we have a living hope. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." If anyone understood the hope of the resurrection, it was Peter. This was the disciple who boldly promised to stand with Christ no matter what, only a few hours later to deny even knowing him, not once, not twice, but 3 times. It's hard to imagine the change in Peter's emotions when he discovered that Jesus had risen from the dead. He went from being ashamed to overjoyed in an instant. Peter understood what the resurrection meant, not only for him, but for every believer. We have an inheritance. That word is used throughout the New Testament to describe the blessings of the believer as a result of the personal relationship they have with Jesus Christ. Peter describes this blessing with several descriptive terms, all pointing to the permanence of what Jesus provides. The life that we have in Christ is imperishable. It cannot be killed nor destroyed. It cannot spoil. Anyone who's ever opened a package of meat left in the refrigerator too long knows what that word means. It cannot fade. It will not waste away. It will not change. It's always the same. Now, how can that possibly be? Well, because it is kept in heaven. It's safe from anyone who might take it away. God's power shields us, and no one is stronger than God. No one can break into heaven. Things don't rust in heaven. Things don't get moldy in heaven. Our salvation in Jesus is complete. When we know Christ as our Savior, our eternity is absolutely secure. Jesus preserves our life in heaven. He saves us now, and He will save us throughout all eternity. The fullness of our salvation is ultimately revealed in the coming of Christ. You won't find that guarantee anywhere else. Growing up, I had a turtle named Tom. Okay, so the name wasn't very original, but Tom Turtle was a good friend. Every day when I got home from school, I'd take Tom out of his bowl and play turtle games. While he wasn't so hot at relay races, he excelled at hide and seek. Unfortunately, Tom decided to go play one day before I got home. Somehow he climbed out of his bowl and fell off of my dresser, cracking his shell. Turtles don't do well when they crack their shell, and by the time I got home, Tom was dead. Now, to be honest, it's a little hard to tell. Tom didn't do a whole lot when he was alive, so for a while I kept playing our turtle games, not realizing that Tom wasn't just being shy. After our third game of hide-and-seek, I finally realized Tom was permanently hidden. So I had a turtle funeral out in the backyard, complete with a plastic soldier honor guard and taps played professionally on the kazoo. Everything in this world is passing away. The greatest hope this world can offer will one day be a dead turtle, but not what we know in Christ. Whatever your circumstance, you can move forward knowing you have a living hope in Jesus. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.